Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we go, 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 go. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on Wichita's number one sports station.
Let's get it started.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This is starting. Let's go.
We are back. It is time for Jive Talk here on the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. He'll be back on Friday of this week as well. And periodically throughout the, as he's been for years, you'll be on the show basically when I tell you to be.
Whoa. Let's not go that far.
Why'd I do that?
Let's just be careful or else I might have to show that that's not how it works one day when you
that,
call.
I shouldn't have been quite as forceful with that comment.
No, that could come back to bite you.
Yeah, that, I don't know what I was thinking.
And you know me, I'll do it just for spite and a laugh.
Well, we hope not. We hope that's not how you react. Wichita State softball, as I said, I don't know what all the angst was about, but hey, I kind of figured it would be impossible to leave them out of the field for the NCAA softball tournament. And they're headed out to Fayetteville, and they'll play Oregon. And they got a much better draw than they did last year when they had a higher RPI and a better, a better season.
Yeah, no question.
I'd rather play Arkansas than Oklahoma any day.
Everybody would. Anybody would. You know, and that was tough on them last year after that great season, and everybody got behind them. And looking forward to seeing what they can do this year. Obviously, like you said, they're in a bracket right now. That's a good spot for them.
Oregon won't be easy.
None of those teams are going to be easy. But let's be honest, none of those teams are Oklahoma. None of those teams are a juggernaut like Oklahoma is.
No.
So, yeah, and I wasn't sure either. I know we talked about it when I was on the show on Friday. Wondering if they were going to get in or not, and it was kind of, they're going to get in. I don't see how they couldn't. So I was happy to see where they're at and looking forward to watching. I enjoyed their run last year. I watched a ton of it. It was a blast.
Now, let's mention Arkansas is the fourth-rated team in the country. So
sure.
It's not like they're going down and playing, McNeese State. But Oklahoma's unbeatable, and you don't have to worry about Oklahoma. You go to Arkansas, you've got Oregon in the first round. Oregon ranks 17th in the country in RPI, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, there'll be tough games. I mean, anybody right now, they're gonna be tough games, and if the bats are hot from either side, it's gonna make it easier. You run to a hot pitcher, it's gonna make it tougher. So right now, I think where they're at, it's a good spot. They have an opportunity to advance. It's going to be tough. Of course it's going to be tough.
Wichita State 36th in the RPI. That will be a fascinating game against Oregon coming up on Friday night. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching that game, not your Calgary-Edmonton ball.
Yeah, you
game.
Will. You'll watch the hockey game too.
No, I really –
The hockey game – trust me, the softball game won't last as long as the hockey game. And if they're on at the same time – start at 9
the
o'clock?
The softball game starts an hour earlier.
Oh, so it'll be almost over. Perfect.
And then I'm going to bed.
What a great Friday night I got set up.
Showcase Saturday at League 42. We start games 9 a.m. and we finish at 7 p.m. Up Saturday. So it's going to be a long day at the yard.
Yeah, but you love it.
I love it, but you I'm not going to stay up and watch hockey.
Why not?
Why are you so tired today, Bob? Oh, I watched the hockey. I mean, come on. Let's get real.
One day, you can suck it up for one day.
I told you I'll watch Wednesday.
Yeah, you will. And we'll talk about it on Friday.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
What do you mean, we'll talk about it. No, we will talk
about it. It's not like I'm building my life around this hockey game.
I'm not sure why you don't.
Well,
figure it out. It's like the Cardinals, but a little better.
Oh, really?
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. I was waiting for that.
We had friends over last night, so I couldn't really zone in on the baseball game. But, of course, I recorded it and watched pretty much all the highlights. And now I see that the Cardinals-Mets tonight is postponed due to weather. And so no game tonight to watch when I get home. So that's a little upsetting.
A little upsetting, but, hey, at least you can watch it another time.
Doubleheader tomorrow.
Again. There you go.
What we got?
Probably be in the afternoon. You don't got to do the show.
I don't have a show tomorrow here. I can watch some.
Guess what you're doing?
I can watch some baseball. That's a beautiful thing.
That's a pretty good day for you right there.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
I would think you are probably a happy man right now, knowing that that's going to be your day tomorrow.
Well, I like knowing ahead of time, right?
Of course.
I like knowing ahead of time. My team will be playing tonight at League 42. Our 10th game of the year already.
What's your record?
We're 5-4. I'm proud of our kids. We're a young team, and we've had some games where we didn't play very well, and as I expected. But we've had some games where we've shown some resolve and some grit, and we're battling, man. We're battling every night.
It's all you can ask. It's all you can ask from the boys, pretty sure.
Are you going to come out and watch us sometime?
I will. I should come out and watch.
Yeah, well.
I should.
You expect me to come out and watch, soccer?
You've had 4 years to get out to that game.
And I will make it soon. This fall, really. My wife and I will come out. Can we bring a lawn chair?
Absolutely. That's what I sit in.
Can we nap?
Yep, I do it too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, before the game starts.
Oh, you better clarify that.
We don't have time. We got to talk football before the game.
See, that's bothersome.
Why?
Go to the game and talk about your kids.
Well, we do during the game and after.
I don't know.
What are we supposed to talk about the whole time?
Yeah. Devote the time to your children.
Oh, here we go.
That's how I feel about
it. Here we go. Is that it? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
When's the NBA, the next round of the NBA start? I know you don't know that.
Yeah, I think it starts tomorrow.
I think it doesn't start until Wednesday, but I don't know that for sure. I think they give these teams some time off, man.
I could have swore I thought there was a game tomorrow night. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Yeah, there's a,
I can't believe we'd
Celtics
have.
Celtics Heat.
Really?
Yeah, Celtics Heat already. Sir,
well,
yes, sir.
The Heat's had plenty of time to rest, but not the Celtics. And then Wednesday we get game one of Dallas Golden State. So we're off and running as we get into the conference finals. Boy, can you imagine the angst that ABC will feel if it's a Miami-Dallas final? It was a Miami-Dallas final years ago, remember, when LeBron and Dirk? Yeah, that was a little different. You got LeBron and Dirk.
Yeah.
Although you got Luka.
You got Luka.
But I don't know.
That's it, though.
Well, Miami's got a good team, but
they
don't have a star.
They don't, yeah, exactly.
They don't have a mega star who can draw viewers like Luka can.
Exactly.
Like Golden State can, of course, and like Boston can because of the tradition and because Jason Tatum might now be the best player in the whole league.
Playing well, there's no question about that. I don't know if I'd put him in that spot, but I mean
he's in the discussion.
I was going to say you can make an argument, no question about it.
I think he's been the best player in the playoffs. Now Luka would have a disagreement with that,
right?
And I'd listen to it, But Jason Tatum is an amazing player, and he's fine. He's not finally. He's been a very good player, but he's becoming a great player before our eyes.
Yeah, no, he's playing well. Boston's playing well. I mean, we sat here and we talked about these games. I mean, Jeff's probably driving, banging his head right now because he said that Phoenix and Milwaukee were going to play in the final.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that on Friday. And I was thinking to myself, really? You didn't just say that, did you? And then his teams just got shellacked. It was ugly.
Well, I'll bet you Jeff's not happy that you brought that up.
Yeah, but you see, this is what Jeff does if I was to say something.
You felt the need to retaliate.
I feel the need that when we make a prediction on this show, that the other one should probably tell him whether you were right or wrong, shouldn't you? Or else, why are we making a prediction?
Well, that's for the listener to. I'm sure Jeff doesn't appreciate you calling him out on that.
Man, I hope I get some sleep tonight after saying that. Holy smokes, is this going to bother me? Let me think about it. I'm good.
You're okay.
I'm gonna be all right. I'll be just fine. No question about it.
Well, listen, I don't remember him making that prediction because we make a lot of predictions on this show, and if we were to grade them all out, there's no question I would have highest percentage of wins.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt.
You think?
I'll tell you right now, we'll have a Boston Golden State final.
Well, I can't argue with that.
And that's really the one that people want to see, right?
Golden State will come out of the other side.
Dallas is interesting because of Luka and because they got some guys that are, you know, Dinwiddie and who's the other guy that just exploded? I can't think of his name. But they're more interesting than they were. They're a team that in the middle of the year, nobody even thought about Dallas.
No, well, nobody thought about them in this series either. Nobody thought Dallas was going to win this series.
No. Nobody in the world could have seen what Dallas has done. But here they are.
Brunson's putting up points.
Yeah, Brunson had the big game, the big second half, as did Dinwiddie. And, of course, Luka had 27 of his 35 in the first half, equaled Phoenix's scoring. I heard on Jim Rome today, Chris Paul didn't score his first basket until Phoenix was down by 40. And he's taken a lot of heat today, and I guess deservedly so in some ways, but it seems a little cheap.
Well, yeah, but are you surprised? You're going to hit on somebody.
I guess. You got to attack Phoenix.
I mean, Ayton didn't score a point till the third quarter
as
well.
Then it appears there's something amiss with DeAndre Ayton. The coach was asked why he didn't play in the fourth quarter, and he said it's internal. Now we're going to have to guess on that. And suddenly Phoenix has gone from this team that looked like they were going to be around for a long time to now you wonder what's going on with Phoenix.
Now it's all of a sudden dysfunctional.
After one game. That's what happens when you lose a game 7 at home by that number of points.
Well,
people are going to look for the cracks. And it looks like there's a lot of them.
Well, there seems to be a ton for some reason. I don't know why, because last year they looked good. And looked like you said, they looked like a team when we talked about it. That this team, if they stick around, they stick together, this team's going to be viable for years.
Well, they were 64-18 in the regular season. 8 games clear of anybody else in the West. And 8 games clear of anybody else in the entire league. They were far and away the best team. And then it just fell apart on the kids.
Something happened. Something happened in the locker room.
I don't know.
Well, that's what we're guessing. Wouldn't you say that's what you guess after the coach comes out and says that about Ayton? It's internally, da-da-da-da-da, Chris
Paul,
you saw
Dallas get off to the good start last night, and you're thinking, okay, Phoenix will figure it out. And then it never got any better. And it snowballed, and they're down 30 at half. Then they're down 42 in the middle of the third quarter. And you're shaking your head saying, this can't be real. If you're a Phoenix Suns fan, you've got to be beside yourself wondering what happened.
Well,
Paul Sullentrop. He's a Phoenix Suns fan. Where is he today?
I don't know where he was.
You know, why isn't he calling the show to explain this?
He probably has no idea what happened. When you score 27 points in a quarter, I mean, how many times did they, in a half, how many times have they scored 27 points in a quarter this year? I can only imagine.
And Dallas is not some defensive juggernaut.
No, 10 points in the second quarter they scored. There's something doesn't seem right. I mean, good teams, a team that finishes...
At home,
a team that finishes 8 games above anybody else in the league, and they score 10 points in a quarter. Like, by accident, they should be scoring 15 or 20.
Yeah, it's going to remain one of those off-season storylines. There will be no team outside of the potential champion talked about more than the Phoenix Suns this offseason.
No, I would probably agree with you. Because what is going on? Are we going to find out what's going on with Ayton? Yeah, whew.
Chris Paul.
Here we go.
Devin Booker didn't play well. What happened? We need to know.
We need answers.
We need to know.
We need answers.
And when we get back, when we come back from this break, we're going to get some answers about Wichita State basketball. We got a young guy named Jake Weingarten joining us. We look forward to this discussion. Jake is 21 years old, and he's got a website. It's called BLEAV Network. He does a lot of work on the portal. He talks to a lot of college basketball players. He's a national basketball recruiting expert, and he pays very close attention to the portal. You can get his work also at stockrisers.com. He joins us next. We'll talk Shocker basketball with Jake Weingarten. You're listening to Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This is called Painkiller from Judas Priest. As we continue with their music this week, they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And that's not my favorite song, but hey, you know. Here's Jake Weingarten. He joins us, the founder of StockRisers.com. Jake, welcome.
Appreciate you guys having me. I'm excited.
Yeah,
for you. Thank you.
We're intrigued by your own bio. 21 years old. You've been doing this kind of work since you were 14. You've worked at Rivals 24/7. You've got a podcast. What's your infatuation with college basketball in particular?
Well, to be honest, it's actually crazy how everything started. I mean, I actually began doing all this when I was 14, like you said, and I was just at a Kansas versus Kentucky game, and I just saw the atmosphere surrounding college basketball, and I kind of did a deeper dive into recruiting. And recruiting wasn't really big when I started, but, like, recruiting, it's just expanded so much now, and obviously NIL is huge, and everything's changed so quick, and I feel like I've been a part of it, and I've been able to see the game grow. But college basketball, I mean, there's nothing like it. I'll take college basketball over pro hoops all day.
What was the deal? Like, at 14, there's a lot of other things most 14-year-olds are doing, and it's not this sophisticated. How was it just something that you just all of a sudden fell in love with and was like, you know what, this is something that you're passionate about and just decided, I'm going to jump on this and see where it leads?
Yeah, so, I mean, it started with a $60 WordPress investment, honestly. My dad and I invested in a $60 website, and you know, I started to really love it, you know, just giving kids an opportunity, and kids my age, nonetheless, an opportunity to go, you know, achieve their dreams. I obviously had to start at a lower level, but I think the thing for me was I did play basketball. I played travel. I played in high school a little bit, but I realized at an early age that my chances at 5'8" of making the NBA were really slim, but I really loved the game of basketball, so I had to stay in it somehow. But yeah, I mean, I fell in love with it, and, you know, I started at the grassroots level. I worked for a company called Elevate Hoops, and, you know, I was 14, 15, 16 years old, traveling all over the East Coast and, you know, all over the country, and, you know, it was just an amazing experience, and I started meeting all these people, and just my database started growing and growing, and, you know, I fell in love with it. I wasn't making money for as long as I can remember, and, you know, it was just something I really loved, and, you know, I'll continue to grow my love for it every day. I think the game's changed so much, and, you know, the talent just gets better by the year. And yeah, I think it's just a passion and something I love a lot.
Jake Weingarten, our guest, his website is called StockRisers.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jake Weingarten. Let's delve into Wichita State, because no team is different. No roster is more different after the transfer portal than Wichita State. They lost a lot. They've gained a lot. What do you think of where the Shockers are with their roster at this moment? With still one scholarship left, I have no idea if they're going to give that out. But what do you think of the transformation of Wichita State basketball?
Honestly, first and foremost, I think Shocker fans have a lot to look forward to. I mean, you've obviously lost some key pieces. Dexter Dennis and Ricky Council and Morris Udazy are obviously, you know, not guys you want to lose. But I think the guys that they were able to replace them with, they got four big-time JUCO transfers. Jaquan Walton is a guy I actually covered in high school when he was a top 100 recruit. He had to go JUCO. He obviously started at Georgia, but now being at Wichita State, I think, you know, everyone's path is different going from SEC to JUCO now to Wichita State. I think it's going to be really good for him. I think culture-wise, he's going to fit really well. He's a very unselfish player. He could play multiple positions. He has great size. And, you know, like I said, I think he brings a really gritty vibe to Wichita State basketball. And, you know, another guy is Colby Rogers, the transfer from Siena. To get a guy that shoots 43% from three, I mean, I'm sure that's top 50 in the nation. And, you know, he's going to bring pure buckets to the Shockers, and I think that's obviously something that excites fans. And then, you know, Gus Okafor and Pierre, you know, those are two guys that are also really good. Pierre is actually a guy that has 4 years left. So I think, you know, as a scout and as someone, you know, who watches a game of basketball, I think it's always good if you're able to bring in a four-year player and a guy that averaged almost 10 points in his first year nonetheless. So, I mean, I like that pickup a lot. And then my thing was, which I'm really excited to watch, is Craig Porter Jr. I think keeping him was huge. I think that was the biggest part of the offseason for the Shockers, to be honest. I think, obviously, if Tyson stays in the draft, which, you know, is kind of likely, in my opinion, I'm not 100% sure on that. But Craig's improved in, you know, each of his two seasons. And, you know, he's a big-time defender. To have a block and a steal per game as a 6'2 guard is very impressive to me. All his former teammates rave about him, especially some of the guys who aren't with the Shockers anymore. But that's a guy that's improved in each of his two seasons. I think he's going to have a breakout year.
You know, I'd like to get your views on, obviously, you started this 7 years ago, so it was before the portal got going like it's going now with over 1,000 kids jumping into the portal and NIL stuff. What is your view on the portal and the NIL? Is it good? Is it not good? Where do you see this for college basketball?
Honestly, like, I compare it to free agency in the NBA. I think at this point, you know, it's so business oriented now. I won't necessarily say it's, you know, bad or ruining it. I definitely say it's just changed it. Obviously, you know, we've seen Jay Wright retire, Coach K, Roy Williams. You know, you're going to see a lot of coaches move on because, you know, everything's changing. I think the game is getting younger in a sense, you know, as the generation's changing, I think the game is changing. I was always one that was, you know, in for players getting paid. I was very happy with NIL. I think it's a great thing. I like the idea of the collectives. I know it causes a lot of turnover, and I know that, you know, a lot of guys are on the move. Obviously, you know, the portal has thousands and thousands of kids, and, you know, a lot of those, some of those are walk-ons or guys that, you know, rarely got minutes anyways, but you did see some big-time transfers, you know, move along and go to different teams, and college basketball is going to feel a lot different. A lot of guys made moves, and, you know, I think that's the thing is that, you know, sometimes guys will play at three or four schools and, you know, it's kind of getting out of hand. But as far as NIL and just being able to make your own choice, if a guy, you know, isn't comfortable at his program anymore, if a coach moves on or if there's any change, you know, they can make a one-time transfer. You know, as far as NIL goes, like I said, I'm all for the players getting paid and the collectives are great. And, you know, I think it's good for them building a brand and learning how to be a pro before the pros. I think it's great in multiple ways. And like I said, it's going to change the game completely.
Do you think the NIL, do you think there should be a cap on that? Or do you think that there should be something put in there where, you know, I got to think you've talked to a lot of players and do you get the sense that maybe some teams with some guys making $100,000 and then you got eight guys making nothing, is that, do you think that's going to cause a problem on teams down the road?
Yeah, that could definitely be a conflict of interest. But, I mean, the good thing about NIL is if you have a good enough player, and obviously, you know, some programs have been lucky to get some players like this, but, you know, some NIL collectives and companies, when offering a single player, also throw in stuff for their teammates as well. So I think the good thing about NIL is if you have a teammate that's benefiting, you're more than likely to benefit. And I've seen a bunch of teams where one player's got an NIL deal, but, you know, he shared with his entire team. So, I mean, there's ways for everyone to benefit. I've seen walk-ons at schools get very good opportunities all for just being a walk-on and having experience. So I think it's definitely changed. I think it helps guys, like I said, build their own brand. If you're a guy with 0 minutes, I think you could benefit from NIL. And obviously, if you're a superstar, you know, and your team's number one player with 38 minutes a game, you're going to definitely benefit from NIL. So, like I said, I think it's expanding and everyone's going to benefit. And like I said, you know, money's to be made. And if you're with a good teammate, he'll definitely share as well. I've seen it.
Final moments with Jake Weingarten. His website, stockrisers.com. He not only covers college basketball, but also weighs in heavily on the NBA and the NBA draft. So just to get back to Wichita State for a moment, you would give the Shockers a pretty good grade for the how they've handled all of this transformation and movement. Everyone they lost, they, of course, lost a lot of people. But you like the replacement parts. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Isaac Brown's an excellent coach. They have such a strong-minded staff. And on the developmental side, I mean, obviously you saw what they were able to do with a lot of the guys on the roster. And I remember the culture around the team when Brown first got the job. You know, he was able to bring his team together. There's obviously been a lot of uncertainty around the program for a little while, but I think he's at a really great spot. Like I said, keeping Craig Porter was ginormous. I don't even think Shocker fans understand how huge that is. Like, I think he's going to have a prime time year. Like I said, especially with Tyson, you know, possibly going to the league. And then, I mean, to get four big-time transfers, I think Jaquan Walton, like I said, getting a former top 100 guy who has a lot to show and a lot to showcase and prove, I think, you know, you have a lot to be excited about. You know, you lost key pieces, but you also reloaded. And like I said, bright future for the Shockers, and the fans have a lot to look forward to.
All right, Jake. Well, we appreciate your time. We'll do this again sometime, okay?
For sure. I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
All right, Jake Weingarten, stockrisers.com. And it's strange to watch you talk to a 21-year-old expert at college basketball portal and recruiting, but he's in his seventh year at 21.
That's just it. It's not like he's a rookie at this.
No.
He's been doing this for a while, and he seems to know his stuff. He knows his players. He knows what's going on. I rather enjoyed the interview.
There you go. What do you make of this new tour that's the LIV tour that's trying to detract from the PGA Tour, Saudi Arabian-backed? Jack Nicklaus saying that he was offered $100 million to run it, a job that Greg Norman eventually took on. We've got the PGA Championship coming up this week. Is this going to have any legs? Is this going to be a threat to golf as we know it? Sounds like Sergio Garcia is ready to run to it.
I don't know. I don't know how many the players are going to go. I'm guessing, and I mean this is a guess, but I'm guessing there's going to be a bunch more money involved in this. But then I was reading too. There's only like 8 tournaments they have scheduled.
Something like that. 5 in the U.S.
And 5 in the U.S. Like I don't. I'm not sure if it's – will it? If the money's there, yeah, it probably will.
The first
but
tournament
Phil Mickelson
June...
is basically – he's – I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know.
He hasn't played for months.
I don't know.
Because of the comment.
June 9 to 11 in London. Then it comes to Pumpkin Ridge in Portland, Oregon on July 1st through 3rd. That – Tuesday is the deadline for requesting a release from the PGA Tour for that event. I don't know how all of this is going to work. I don't know what it means. It seems like a pain to me. Is the PGA Tour that bad of a deal?
I don't know if it's that bad of a deal. I think maybe they're trying to jump on something where they're thinking that they can make some money if they get another tour. But is this going to be like the NFL and the USFL and the XFL.
You know how you can make money?
And it'll start.
Playing well.
Well, yeah, exactly. But they're trying to start this. I actually kind of hope it doesn't go. I like the PGA Tour the way it is.
I don't like this thing either.
I don't like it. I like the way the PGA Tour is. I like their majors. They're set up. They're at the times they're at. You know what's going on. I just don't see it going through. But like I said, if there's enough money, you're going to have players wanting to jump.
The PGA Championship this weekend, starting Thursday at Southern Hills in Tulsa. I covered 2 majors in my career at the Wichita Eagle, both at Southern Hills. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable golf course. And I had great times covering golf majors.
Well, what was the last one there?
One U.S. Open, one PGA.
Was the U.S. Open the year Woody Austin finished
second
at
Tiger? Yeah,
Woody
put up a big run.
Yeah.
That was Tiger.
That was at Southern Hills. I remember that.
And then the other one was one in a playoff. And I can't – it was – gosh. I'd know the names. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. Courses, from what I've heard, what I've seen – is phenomenal. So it should be a lot of fun down there. I would think it'd be great. I'm looking forward to it. I love all the majors. Jeff already texted me, so we have our players picked.
Well, we'll make our picks Wednesday
for the tournament, and we'll see how it happens. I'm looking forward to it. Always do. I can watch Wednesday. Perfect. I can watch
golf.
You got
a lot to watch. You going to devote any time to your family?
I'll make dinner for the family.
Oh, what a guy.
Good guy. And then I'm watching hockey. Well, then you got softball. It's not on Wednesday. It won't start till Thursday. Man.
Oh,
I'll go to work Wednesday afternoon. Then I'll make dinner. Watch hockey.
Oh, you're going to be exhausted.
Get up, go to work. As soon as I get home, I can watch golf all day. Perfect.
You're going to be exhausted.
Oh, it's going to be a long weekend. Wednesday night till Sunday night? Holy smokes.
Not a lot of sleep, apparently.
None. Zero.
And the way you're moving around today, it looks like you could use a little rest.
Well, getting older, Bob. It's just the way it is, my friend.
Am I right about that?
Oh, no question.
What did you turn, 47 last week?
47.
Wow.
It is wow. It is wow. How'd I ever get to 47? That's a bigger question.
Add 20 years to that, man. I don't know. You just make the best you can out of life, and you do the best you can, and I'm fairly content at this stage of life, and we just try to make it work, right?
I hear you. I'm the same way. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all fine.
It's all good. Could be worse. Could be worse in a lot of aspects.
Absolutely.
So you can't be complaining.
We got great lives.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I'll watch the PGA some this weekend, but I would put on my list that, of course, the thing I'm most intrigued by is probably the NBA, but then Shocker softball. I really want to watch that game Friday.
We don't
have League 42 that night, so I'm going to watch that game on ESPN Plus.
It's on Plus.
And kind of plan my evening around that.
No, and I feel the same way. I hope they play well. I hope they do well. I enjoy softball. You got the NHL hockey going on. You got the PGA Championship.
Well, there's
you
no
got
doubt
the
what,
NBA playoffs.
There's no doubt what's number one for you.
The hockey game.
Your Oilers.
The Oil and the Flames.
And the Flames.
The Battle of Alberta. That's what I'm going to be watching. There's no question about it. There's not any.
Nor should there be.
None. Like, there is none.
Nobody's questioning it.
Well, they better not, or they're going to have a problem.
That goes back to your childhood. That's where you grew up.
Exactly.
You were only 7 hours from this, which for where you grew up is pretty close.
Nah, just take the horse and buggy and away you went to the game. It was easy. No big deal.
I can't imagine being that far away from real civilization.
Yeah, it was 5 hours and it felt like nothing back then. You just drive to Edmonton. Oh, well, whatever.
We've got a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Wind Surge. By the way, they start a series tomorrow night at Riverfront Stadium against the Springfield Cardinals, the AA affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Are you getting out?
I'll be down there this weekend to see some of that action for sure.
Oh, you got a busy week,
too. I got a busy week,
too.
But I want to see Jordan Walker from the Springfield Cardinals.
Is that your boy?
One of the best prospects in the game of baseball, and I look forward to seeing him. We'll be back. Caller number one, 869-1240. Gets the family 4-pack back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.